Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
We've got Sylvain Strike on the line. Good afternoon, Sylvain.
Good afternoon.
Ooh, that voice sounds very familiar.
Does it?
It does sound very familiar. Thank you for joining us on I Am Legend. How's your day been?
It's been good. I'm doing some interesting things. I mean, like a lot of us artists who have been in lockdown, especially theatre artists, we are inventing and reinventing ways to be present and keep creating. So I've had a morning of Zoom rehearsals with my actors online, and it's not a rehearsal room, but it'll do for now.
It'll do for now. I'm very happy to tell you that we have the lady, the artist behind the sultry voice, that very sexy, sultry, oh, I can't even, words escape me. So that's the
Can
voice.
Can you believe that it's been over 10 years since I last did the sultry voice?
But, I mean, it's such an iconic moment for you because it is something that will be forever ingrained in us. And why do you think it's so special that it would forever be ingrained in us and it's one of those things that always stand out? You think sultry, you immediately go to that voice.
Well, I think, I mean, what happened at the time is that, you know, Vodacom and MTN were very much ruling and they were both advertised by male voices. So I think, you know, when I was approached by the advertising agency that was going to hold the sultry account, they went, we're going to go with a woman. And it was a huge risk because it just wasn't the kind of market where they thought that would work. And quite a few of us auditioned. They wanted a very special sound. It was a millennial sound. It coincided with year 2000.
And, you know, Sylvain, you mentioned it was a different time and it was a time, it was the right time, the right place, and things were changing around, also particularly for women, because women didn't have these opportunities and they weren't given a voice. And you were that voice for women.
Yeah, and I think what was so clever about it was that it was an anonymous voice.
If I think about your voice and if I try to put a face to the voice, I think a redhead woman, a very reserved person, very classy, just very powerful in stature and presence.
Well, it's very flattering. I have numerous times entered a radio booth and people say, well, this is the sultry voice, and they look completely disappointed.
Am I spot on, though? Are you a redhead?
I used to be.
Yeah.
am more of a brunette now, and I've got a kind of, I've got freckly skin, so I am that kind of light skin, tend to be redhead.
Mm. Sylvain,
not far off.
I mean, it's such an amazing opportunity for you to give us your time, and I'm actually quite in awe, and I have so many questions running through my head. And earlier you mentioned, you know, they were looking for a woman voice. It had to sound a particular way. Why do you think it had to sound that way? Because it was quite a very sultry voice. It was also one of those voices that it was, if I can say the word, affluent. If I think about it, I think Charlie's Angels, and I think one of the powerful villains, even.
Right. I mean, there is that aspect to it. I think that there was a new age sound, but at the same time, she had to sound like she was in control. She had to sound like she had an agenda. And I think it was seductive on many levels because it appealed to a new sound. And it also, don't forget, the tagline, which is for yourself, meant that you were investing in something for yourself.
I love that we have you on the I Am Legend segment because not many people know this. I did not know this. You worked on Suburban Bliss.
I did. It was my very first gig.
Suburban Bliss, if you're listening and if you're trying to remember why that sounds familiar, it was these two families, and it was at a very interesting time in South Africa, and it was a white family and a black family that lived next door to each other. I think Lillian Dube was in there and many other legends.
That's right.
And I suppose I didn't know that you worked on Suburban Bliss because I had another idea of what your voice is and what you look like. So it probably, the reason why it completely skipped me. What character did you play in Suburban Bliss?
Well, I played the young daughter. I shot it at the age of 21, and I was Frankie Dwyer, who was the young girl and the love interest to Andrew Malloy, who lived near door.
I am so going to go and have a look at this on YouTube. I'm beyond myself.
I'm mind blown. Why I don't look like you think the sultry voice looks.
You must be so proud of yourself, Sylvain, for the things that you've achieved in your career. I mean, these are things that people can only hope for. I mean, and for you, I believe that it wasn't for fame. It was because of passion, and it was because you purely had talent.
It always has been for me, and I must say, one never really gets there. You know, people say, well, awards and so on, and do you ever feel like you've made it? And I often get asked that question, and you'll find a lot of artists say they haven't. They don't feel they've made it because you're as good as your last show, firstly, and you do need to keep reinventing yourself. And I think I could have gone on to play many television roles and chose to really go with the love of my life, which is theatre. I specialized shortly after Suburban Bliss. I went to Paris and specialized in mime and physical analysis, which then made me into a director and a storyteller. And my career really started taking off for me as a director because I started to tell my own stories my own way and founded the Fortune Cookie Theatre Company and so on. So I've never chased fame because I've never really believed it stays. And it's fun while it happens, but it's also... it can be terribly deceptive and very lonely. So one has to have a foundation.
And that's why you are at peace with where your career is and what you're doing. You're focusing on your passion. And I'm intrigued now by your theatre career.
Look, I mean, the theatre career, and particularly in a country where theatre is not necessarily ingrained in the DNA of South Africa. It has a beautiful history in South Africa, protest theatre, etc. But we don't by nature have regular theatre goers, you know, theatres that are full to the brim. So to be a theatre maker in this country, one needs to really reinvent and keep going and keep believing and never give up.
And Sylvain, are you still based in South Africa?
Yes, I am. I'm based in Johannesburg and I'm currently making a play with the brilliant James Cunningham and the brilliant Ian Ewart Robinson, who are going to be performing in the National Arts Festival, the virtual festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a live production. It's free, basically runs for 3 days.
I am going to start going to the theater regularly just to see you. I mean, Sylvain, you are, thank you for giving us your time. I mean, such a moment, and I hope that we could have done you justice today for you giving us your time and sharing some of your insights.
It's such a pleasure.
Okay, take care.
Really, have a lovely day.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.